Welcome to Pop-Up Chinese. I'm David.
I'm Brendan.
Wish I caught.
And we have the whole team here for an absolute beginner lesson, which is actually a bit difficult for an absolute beginner, we think.
It is kind of pushing it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. If you really get intimidated, you may want to check out one of the other absolute beginner lessons first.
Which are actually for absolute beginners, not this one, which is flagrant false advertising.
Yeah, but it's a stepping stone towards elementary, and it actually has a lot of really useful stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So let's jump into it.
Mm-hmm. Bunny, 你给你爸爸买礼物了吗？
为什么？
因为父亲节。
哦，我买了一堆玫瑰花。
玫瑰花。Bunny, 你给你爸爸买礼物了吗？
为什么？
因为父亲节。
哦，我买了一堆玫瑰花。
玫瑰花。
Now, some of you may point out that Father's Day was like a month and a half ago, but we don't care, we're crazy.
This is called clearing out the archives.
Yeah.
Yeah, we did get this recorded before Father's Day.
Mm.
Sorry, Dad.
You're a bad son. Bunny, 你给你爸爸买礼物了吗？
Bunny, 你给你爸爸买礼物了吗？
Bunny, did you buy a present for your father?
Bunny, 你给你爸爸买礼物了吗？
Bunny, did you buy a present for your father?
Bunny, 你给你爸爸买礼物了吗？
Bunny, did you buy a present for your father?
为什么？
为什么？
Why?
为什么？
Why?
为什么？
Why?
因为父亲节。
因为父亲节。
Because of Father's Day.
因为父亲节。
Because of Father's Day.
因为父亲节。
Because of Father's Day.
哦，我买了一堆玫瑰花。
哦，我买了一堆玫瑰花。
Oh, I bought a heap of roses.
哦，我买了一堆玫瑰花。
Oh, I bought a heap of roses.
哦，我买了一堆玫瑰花。
I bought a heap of roses.
You should be more excited.
Shouldn't it be a bunch of roses?
No, that would be 一朵。
一朵? Okay. So it really is a heap.
Yeah, this is 一堆 is in like a pile or a heap.
Huh,
yeah.
Yeah. The more we listen, the more challenging it gets.
Yeah.
But there is some really good stuff here. Let's start with the first sentence.
Bunny, 你给你爸爸买礼物了吗？
你给你爸爸买礼物了吗？
Did you buy a present for your father?
Yeah, and I think the first word in that is really critical.
Yeah.
It's you.
你你
Third tone, so you should pay attention to the way the voice drops and then rises again.
你
The next word you can translate as to give or as the preposition for.
给
And here it's acting more like for.
Yeah, because the verb is coming later in the sentence.
Yeah.
The next word is your father.
你爸爸，你爸爸。
It's really a bit more like your pops,
yeah,
or your dad. It's a more informal word.
Yeah, it's the same as in a lot of languages. The kind of phonetics that babies can make.
爸爸。
The opposite is mother.
妈妈。
Right, which is the same as in Italian, absolutely. Same as in French.
Maman.
Yeah. In English, did you ever say mama?
I didn't growing up.
It was mommy.
But, yeah, well, I mean, Indo-European languages, like in Irish, it'd be maher.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
Baba. Mama.
And then the rest of the sentence is the verb to buy.
Mai.
To buy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Be careful, it's third tone. Mai.
And then they say a present.
礼物.
Before closing the sentence with something that you're going to run into all the time.
Ma, the question marker.
Yeah, so this comes at the end of a sentence, and it turns it into a yes or no question.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Let's go on to the next sentence.
为什么?
This is a key word. You're going to use this all the time.
Yeah, though you may not ever actually get answers.
Yeah. And in fact, one of the Chinese approaches to answering questions is just to ask more questions.
Yeah.
You can master it with this word alone.
为什么?
If you listen carefully, you can hear the tone fall on the first character before rising on the second.
为什么?
The answer to why is usually
因为
Because.
Mm-hmm.
That's first tone, fourth tone.
因为
High and flat, and then it falls sharply.
因为为什么因为
And it's because of Father's Day.
因为父亲节
Because of Father's Day. And here it's a new word for father.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The one we learned before is like pops.
爸爸
And this one is
父亲
Yeah, it's a more formal way of saying father.
Yeah.
You know, mm-hmm. it's kids don't really, kids will still say they'll look like Baba.
Yeah.
You know. Mm-hmm. So why? Because of Father's Day. And then our mm-hmm. final sentence is.
Oh, 我买了一堆玫瑰花。
Now, there's actually a really interesting grammar point tucked away in this sentence.
Yeah.
I know, Brendan, you wanted to bring it up.
I'm bursting to explain it. He says, I bought a heap. Or I bought a pile of roses.
Mm-hmm. 一堆
Now in Chinese, you have these things called measure words.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You can't say one rose. You have to say one measure word rose.
Mm-hmm.
And the word for one in that sentence is
一
So one pile is
一堆
And then roses.
Mm-hmm.
玫瑰花
We run into this a lot. The most common measure word is actually
个
And here he's just using it, he's using pile to be more descriptive.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Rather than a kind of a thing of flowers, it's a pile of flowers.
Right. Mm. We have the same thing in English.
Yeah.
Right? A pack of cards, mm-hmm. a book of matches.
Yeah, a roll of tape.
A roll of tape, a pile of roses.
Yeah.
It's just, it happens to be a lot more pervasive in Chinese.
Yes. Mm. And if you come to Pop-Up Chinese and you view our online transcripts, we're going to identify all of these measure words for you mm-hmm. in our mouse-over annotations.
Mm-hmm.
So you can literally explore these dialogues word by word and figure out exactly what's happening.
Mm.
That's on the site. So mm-hmm. come and check it out. And with that, I think we're done the dialogue.
Yeah.
Right, mm-hmm. Brendan?
Yeah.
Why don't we listen to it again?
Okay.
巴尼，你给你爸爸买礼物了吗？
为什么？
因为父亲节。
哦，我买了一堆玫瑰花。
玫瑰花。巴尼，你给你爸爸买礼物了吗？
为什么？
因为父亲节。
哦，我买了一堆玫瑰花。
玫瑰花。
This is a tough lesson to start with if you're a total beginner.
Yeah, it is. It is badly labeled, but what are you going to do?
Although it is easier than our elementary lessons.
It's easier than elementary, yeah. but it's really tough. It is not an easy lesson.
Yeah, so view this as a threshold lesson, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
When you get to the stage in Chinese where you really understand what's happening in this dialogue,
you're ready for elementary.
You're definitely ready to move up into elementary.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And if you have any questions, please write to me at echo@popupchinese.com or leave comments on the site.
Right.
Yeah. We look forward to hearing from you.
I'm David.
I'm Brendan.
Wash Echo.
And we're wishing you happy studies.
Have fun.
Bye-bye.